Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I will worship you and praise you and thank you for the privilege to have your word, to be able to teach it, to read it, to learn it, and to understand that this is an owner's manual and is written to me, the created being, so that I can learn how to live and walk and talk and live the abundant life. I praise you, Lord, that it's all in this magnificent book. Now, as the word goes out today, bless it to the people that they may receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're in Proverbs 15. We're starting in verse 13 today. It says, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." What he's trying to tell you there, that if you have a happy face, you'll have a glad heart. But if you have a sad face, you have a breaking heart. That will bring sickness and disease upon you. He's trying to tell you the things here that will make you sick. The thing to do is make sure you walk happy. Be happy. Verse 14 says, "The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness." In other words, a wise man is hungry for the truth, while the mocker feeds on the trash of the world. Don't feed on the trash of the world. I'm telling you that you need to be seeking God's word. Today you need to turn off your television set if it's all you're watching is the trash of the world. If you're feeding into your heart and your mind the trash that's on television today, and I'm just going to be blunt, I do not know of very many secular programs today that's nothing but trash. They're killing, stealing, and destroying. The Lord tells you in Philippians chapter 4 what to think on. And those movies don't meet any of that criteria. So whatever you feed in is what you become. Junk in, junk out. Now if you want to walk in obedience to God's word and walk in a demonstration of the Spirit's power, I can guarantee you're going to have to turn the junk of the world off. You cannot mix yourself in with the junk of the world and be a strong man of faith. It will not work. You must feed yourself on the Word of God and the Word of God only if you want to be strong. I quit reading newspapers years ago. I quit watching television years ago. I quit listening to junk on radio years ago. The only thing I listen to today, when I do listen to the radio or television, it's Christian stuff. I don't even watch the news because I don't even feed that junk into myself. I try to meditate and dwell on the Word of God as much every day as I possibly can, because I get to see God do some wonderful things in His Word. Now in verse 15 says, "All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast." Isn't that awesome? When a man is gloomy, everything seems to go wrong. But when he is cheerful, everything seems to go right. So, we all know that. So why in the world get off in the gloomy, depressed state? The devil can only do to you what you allow him to do. As a son or a daughter of the king, the devil cannot do anything to you except what he can do to you by deception and bluff. So don't let that beast do it to you anymore. Walk in accordance with God's word and don't be gloomy. I mean, you know, be cheerful. And if you're cheerful, everything seems to go right. And it not only seems to, it does. So walk cheerful and holy in obedience before God. And verse 16 says, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith." Isn't that awesome? Better a little with reverence for God than great treasure and trouble with it. In other words, I'd rather have a smaller amount and have God and have Him on my side and to be blessed than to have a multitude of money or anything else and to have trouble after trouble after trouble. And that's what will happen. Now, of course, there's not anything wrong if you walk holy before God and you use the revenues He gives you for His glory. There's not anything wrong with having a lot of money if you don't let money have you. Now, I know a lot of people that are poor that has let money have them, because they just live in it, and what little they have, and even what they don't have, that seems to be all their desire is for money. Well, money's not what gives you long life and health. It's knowing God's Word. And if you'll be diligent with the little He gives you, and you'll tithe and you'll walk holy before Him, then the King will continue little by little to give you more and more if you're faithful with the little He gives you. He knows you'll be faithful with much. So whatever you do, walk in obedience to God's Word. Here's an extremely interesting proverb. It says in verse 17, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Think about this. It would be better to eat a bowl of soup with someone you love than steak with someone you hate. In other words, but it would be wonderful if you could have steak with someone you love. But the thing about it is, it's still better to have a little bitty bowl of soup with someone you love, because if you love them, then it's amazing how good that soup tastes when you have someone that fixed it for you that loves you. I'm telling you, I had a blessed life with a wonderful wife and my children. We have had a blessed life. Praise God. We love each other, and we've had a great and wonderful life, and I am so grateful to the King for all that. But the proverb says in 18, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Now then, if you're a quick-tempered man, you will start fights. But if you're a cool-tempered man, you'll try to stop the fights. I think in my life I have been a very cool-tempered man. I am 65 years old, and praise God, I have never had a fight with a human being in my life. I think how blessed I am to have been raised up in a good home where I didn't know what it was to have fights. We loved each other. My mother and dad never had a fuss. Never. My wife and I, we didn't fuss. My children didn't fuss. I mean, we loved each other. In our family, in our entire family of all of our loved ones, there was never no dissension or hatred or anger in all of the family, on all of my mother's side and all of my dad's side. We were all people that loved each other. I thought the whole world lived like this. We loved to get together and have good times together and eat together and talk about what the wonderful things God was doing. What a blessed life to be raised up in an entire family where people love each other and people stay married, and we hardly have very little divorces. There's been a few, but not very many. But no, very few divorces and no problems and no anger. And my goodness, what a blessed life it has been. Goodness. Now then, verse 19 says, the way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. In other words, a lazy man, he has troubles all through his life, but the good man's path is easy. In other words, a man that's lazy, I mean, this guy will lay at home saying, oh, woe is me, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay the bills next month? Well, get off your lazy backside and get out there and find you a job. Well, but I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, get out there and do something. You don't have to have a great high-paying job. Just get out there and do something and work for God. If you'll get out there and serve the Lord and give Him 10% of everything you make, He'll bless you in whatever you do. But if you're a lazy, slothful man, you ain't never going to have problem, and you're going to have trouble all through your life. But if you're a good man or a godly man, I'm telling you, if you're a godly man and you love the Lord, you will get out there and you'll work hard and you do things diligent for the Lord, and your pathway in life will be much, much easier. Now, verse 20 says, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Isn't that something? In other words, if you have a son that is sensible, he will make his father's heart glad. But a rebellious son will sadden his mother. Mothers need to be glad and proud of their sons. So sons, whatever you do, walk in obedience to God's word and honor your mother and father. Because if you don't honor your mother and father, you're shortening your own life, because that is the only commandment that has a promise that if you do not honor your mother and your father, your days will not be long on the earth. You will literally shorten your life because you did not honor your mother and your father. Now, folly, in verse 21, folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Now then, if you are a man, and if you enjoy folly, or all this wrongdoing, if you do enjoy this, something is wrong. The sensible stay on the pathway of right. But how many people do I know that enjoys folly? Well, what is wrong? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong. The devil is your father. God is not your father. When God becomes your father, you don't want to live on that pathway that leads to destruction. You want to do what's right. And you will stay on the right path when you become a child of God, if you will study this word and renew your mind daily with the word of God. Now then, verse 22, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. What is that trying to say to us? I'll say that plans go wrong with too few counselors, but many counselors bring success. Now then, a wise man seeks the counsel of many wise men. If you want things to go good, you don't just go out and get one man's opinion of something, especially if you're going to do something pretty big. And, of course, the best place you can go is to God. Now, if you go to God and ask the Father in the name of Jesus for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, He will give it to you, and then you will make very few mistakes. Verse 23 says, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? In other words, everyone enjoys giving good advice, and how wonderful it is to be able to say the right thing at the right time. Now, the only way you can give good advice is to know the Word of God and be led by the Spirit of God, because if you're led by the Spirit of God, you will always give wise counsel, because the Spirit never makes a mistake. I'd invite you to give me a call at 940-242-2106. And I would be happy to send you a free box of audio and video tapes of teachings about healing and deliverance and how to walk with God and how to walk in power with God. I have seen the Lord do many awesome things in life, and I'll be happy to share these truths with you. So 940-242-2106. Or you can contact me on the web at my website at www.tlsm.org. There you can give me an email and you can see a listing of many of our tapes. We'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.